feed?
You know the two different types of peaches? One that the meat breaks away easily and
no.
One... Okay.
I'm learning that.
Okay. And what's the kind of nut that Jimmy Carter grows?
Peanut.
You know another name for them?
The goober.
Yep. What are some other common kinds of nuts?
Oh, cashew nut, I don't know, coconut, walnut, pecan, the nut.
What are the kind in Hershey bars?
Almond.
Yeah. What about the little red vegetable that's white inside and they use them in salads? It's peppery, hard.
Reddish. Reddish, oh yeah.
Yeah. You said tomatoes. Do you have a name for those little tiny tomatoes?
Yeah, they got a name, but I don't know what it is.
Did you ever hear Tommy Toes?
No.
Okay. And then, what kinds of potatoes are there?
Idaho.
What's the kind with the yellow meat?
Sweet potato.
And what's the kind of vegetable that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
You have a name for the little bitty ones?
No.
You said string beans. What about the kind of beans that you have to get out of the pod?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
They're flat beans, kind of round.
That's the,
might be about the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah, butter beans.
All right. And then to get them out of the pod, you say you're doing
what? Break it open.
Well, all right.
Snap.
And then you, if you cooked the tops of turnips, you'd say that was turnip.
Turnips.
The tops of the turnips.
Yeah.
Okay, what else might you cook other than turnips?
Turnip greens.
Uh-huh. And any other kinds of greens?
Well, you've got spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the old kind that you pick out of the field. Poke salad. Poke salad.
Okay, then what is the outside of an ear of corn?
Outside of an ear of corn is the shuck.
And what kind of corn is tender enough to eat off the cob?
Boiled corn.
All right. And then at the top of the corn stalk, you'd have the...
Corn sieve. Well, I don't know what you call it.
Well, the thing on a graduation cap that hangs down?
No, I don't know what that is.
Tassel or
cap? Tassel, yeah.
All right. And then the vegetable, or I guess it's a vegetable, or fruit, that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Huh?
And what kinds of melons do you grow?
Watermelon, cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only two kinds.
All right. What's the little umbrella-looking thing that springs up in the wood after a rain?
Springs up in the wood after rain.
It's shaped kind of like an umbrella.
Toadstool.
Can you eat those?
You can eat one. You got two kinds. Mm-hmm. You can eat one of them.
Would you know the word mushroom?
Mushroom is one, yeah.
Is that the kind you can eat?
That's the kind you can eat.
Okay. What's the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
A kind of bird that can see in the dark?
It might live in a barn and hoot.
Oh, that's an owl.
All right. Is there what name for the little bitty kind?
The little bitty kind?
Mm-hmm.
No.
How about the big kind?
What, the owl?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's called.
The one that makes holes in trees.
That's a woodpecker.
You ever hear anything else for that? Ever hear peckerwood?
Yeah, peckerwood, yeah.
Did you ever call a person a peckerwood?
I probably have. I think that is a slang name, peckerwood.
Is it an insult to call somebody a peckerwood?
I don't know.
How about the black...
If I called them, I wouldn't be insulted.
Be just joking?
Be just joking.
Okay. The kind of animal with a powerful smell, black and white?
Skunk.
All right. What kinds of animals might come and raid hen roosts?
Wolf, fox, I don't know what a fox would or not.
Would you ever call them varmints?
Well, yeah, you call them all varmints.
Okay.
That's just a slang name for the one that's doing it.
And the bushy tail animal that runs around in the treetops?
The bushy tail animal that runs around in the treetops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.